Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it. Put it up.
The type of people made the club before. Many a day has passed.
What's up, everybody?
Go ahead.
All right, man. Welcome, everybody, to the Listen Up Podcast. It's the reaction show, man. For those of y'all tuning in, y'all understand, man, we just watched a heartbreaker, man. Like, it's hard to come on and pod immediately after that one, man, because that one is, whew, I mean,
Yeah.
It hurt, man, because it's one thing, right? It's easy to do. It's easy to come out there and say, all right, they got blowed out. They got, you know, they got manhandled. They ain't close enough. They're a long way away. That's the easy one. But when you got to come on immediately after, you know, these boys being down 18, and I think as a fan base, we kind of resigned ourselves to the fact that, all right, we done. You know what I mean? It was good. They down 18. They played tough, man. I found a lot of positives. But then had them battle back from 18 down and had them pushing in overtime. You know, a good challenge. Mike being in the moment, I thought, was a perfect challenge. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to kind of get lost in with everything that was going on and then miss the moment and not even challenge, you know what I mean, and not even challenge to put the field position on in the overtime. So I thought, man, what a great decision. Even though I'm never a fan of taking points off the board, but I understood why he was doing it. You know what I mean? 50-yard kick versus a 37-yard kick is a no-brainer. So, you know, to go through all of that and then for to have him miss it was tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we ain't gonna focus on that. Let's go ahead. Listen, we got a lot of people coming up. We're gonna dive in all of them. Let me say, we got a lot of people coming up, man. You know, Reggie gonna be joining us soon. We got Smoke coming up in a few minutes. I think he's waiting backstage. So we're gonna bring on some people, man, to talk about it. We definitely not gonna hog the show. We're gonna But I don't even want to be negative about it. Like I tell in my opinion, man, it's all love from me, man.
Yeah,
Go ahead, Sam, man.
Before we like really get into it, man, make sure if you're on the show, you listen to the show, subscribe to the YouTube page, subscribe to the Twitter page. We're going to do these live shows every week. It's going down. I'm going to bring my boy Smoke up, man. I got my theories and my thoughts and my feelings about everything. I really thought we was going to win this game. I told everybody that before the game even started. I was like, yo, I think this is a game we can win. I'm a little upset that we didn't win the game, but I still feel good because I thought we had a chance. And so nothing that really happened surprised me. So I'm going to bring my boy Smoke up, man. He's the first guest on the show. He's from the Hot Seat Podcast, man. What's going on, Smoke, man? How you feeling, man?
Gentlemen, good evening.
Yo.
Good evening.
What's going on with you?
Lost my voice a little bit from partying too hard over the weekend, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Hold on, man. Smoke, hold on. Before we go too hard, before Smoke go to talking, man. Smoke, you had a birthday this weekend, right?
Yeah, I made the big fall, man.
Oh, man, congratulations, brother.
Yeah.
And that's my guy from the Hot Seat Podcast, man. He's from the Hot Seat Podcast on YouTube, man. Please subscribe to my guy, man. He gives great content, man, great information, man. Smoke, how you feel about the game, man?
Before I start, I have to ask y'all. It's all right for me to cuss, right?
Yo,
yeah.
We curse, we get belligerent, okay. We get out of control.
Yeah, no, this is the one. This is the one.
This is the pod.
Okay, good, because if I couldn't, I was going to have to hang up, because I got some shit. Listen, I don't want to hear shit else about Mike got us no motherfucking more until he prove it. I'm sick of hearing that shit. This is his fucking fault. There is not a goddamn excuse under the fucking sun you can give me right now. Florida State lost this game because McKenzie Milton didn't start it. He did the same shit last year against Jacksonville. There, even when Jordan Travis missed a good piece of fall camp, what was left of fall camp due to the coronavirus, there's no way in here you can tell me that Tate Rodemaker and James Blackman were the better quarterback ahead of Jordan Travis. You brought Mackenzie Milton in here for a reason. You look like you were running a high school offense for most of last year. Florida State couldn't get the ball downfield vertically. Jordan Travis had his deficiencies as a passer. I don't give a good goddamn how improved you think he is as a passer. I don't want to hear that shit. As improved as he may be, he is still not a better quarterback than Mackenzie Milton. He wasn't hurt. So I'm left to believe all the rumors that he was missing practice because of COVID protocols. I still don't give a shit. He should have started that damn football game.
All right, so I'm going to jump in. I'm going to disagree with you, Smoke. I'm going to say this, man. That offensive line early on was real bad. I mean, real bad, right? So I don't think you even make it to that point where you're in a dogfight if you end up in a situation to where Mackenzie Milton goes out there and can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you by that time, the offensive line was playing. They played much better in the second half than they did in the first half. That early on, it was jitters. I thought Jordan Travis played with jitters. I thought the offensive line kept getting beat. And if you didn't have him just being able to get back to the line of scrimmage on a lot of stuff, I don't think you even are in position to have Mackenzie Milton come in and save the day. Now, what I will say is when the timing happened by accident, but I do believe going forward, it is on Mike. If Mike decides going forward, he's not going to, you know what I mean, start Milton, then that's different, right? Because I don't think you face another defensive line that's going to be nearly this good for a long time.
Well, no, you face a few more defensive lines that's this good, okay? Let's not.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is not. You don't face them in the next few weeks is what I'm saying. Your offensive line should, in theory, get better. But go ahead.
Can I reply to that?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Okay, two things can be true. I agree. The offensive line did not play well. My issue is how many points did Notre Dame get off of Jordan Travis' interceptions?
Yeah, they
at least 21. Well, 14.
Okay, so what I'm hanging my hat on is Mackenzie Milton doesn't throw three interceptions.
They were bad picks. They were definitely bad picks.
They were horrendous fucking picks.
They were definitely bad picks.
Quarterback who you say improved vastly over the duration of fall camp.
Yeah.
We largely lost those games because of turnovers.
Yeah.
And even though, like, I'm not sure why they benched Devontae Love Taylor. I have an idea why they benched Maurice Smith. The line did get better. I agree that it did play better.
Go ahead. Sam, I'm going to let you jump in real quick. That was my biggest problem, I think, with everything that happened was the substitutions. I thought our team isn't deep enough to kind of go into the second unit as often as we did. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were Jermaine Johnson, first of all, is a stud, right? He's just in the first game, he's already shown he's worth everything. Whatever we gave up for him and however much we want to continue to give up for him, this dude is going to wreak havoc. He's a difference maker. They had to double team him, which then frees up other guys. It made the entire defensive line play better. So when you look at that, I kept looking, they would be serious. So I'm like, why is he not in the game? You know what I'm saying? Like, why? So I thought the substitution patterns were a problem. Again, let me reset. Because I want everybody who's joining in now to understand something. I absolutely have no problem with anything that I saw as a whole, right? Florida State, in my opinion, had no business being in the game.
Yeah, but I didn't think
they should have been competitive in it. But I didn't think they were.
But let's say
the fact that they were there.
But what we're talking about is, why did they lose? Specifics. How did they lose? Yeah. We're talking about specifics on how they lost the game. We're not talking about, do we hate the coaching staff? Do we love the coaching staff? Should they fire the coach? We're not talking about that. We're talking about this game.
I just want to be clear.
I just wanted to be clear. Like, no one's saying fire anybody. No one's saying I hate this thing. We're talking about the game. What decisions did we like about the game? What did we hate about the game? And what did we, you know, we just get into just this game, okay? The criticism. Norvell can be criticized, man, okay? We
100%.
Criticize Jimbo. We criticize Bobby at the end. We criticize Willie. We criticize coaches. That's what talking shows are about, okay? So I don't want people to get all fucking wrapped up in their feelings about, oh, well, it was a good showing. This is FSU. This is not about good showing. This is about winning football games, all right?
100%.
That's what this is about, okay? So let's get into this. Should Mackenzie Milton start it? or should Jordan Travis start it? In my opinion.
Hell, he should have started.
In my opinion, I thought Jordan Travis earned the right to start. Okay? I'm basing that on him practicing more than Mackenzie Milton practiced. Basing that on him being a part of the team last year. If you're gonna take the starting position from that guy, somebody have to. It's like a championship bout in boxing. You gotta beat that guy. You can't be even with that guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I think Mike always wanted to go to Mackenzie. I really believe that. I think Mike always wanted to go to Mackenzie. Okay, that's what I believe. All right. So I just think he didn't have an opportunity to do it. I agree with that. And the helmet falling off gave him an opportunity to do it.
which is crazy, right? But it's funny. Because that's the same way he found Jordan Travis, right?
Right.
It was literally by accident and by luck. So now we look at him finding Mackenzie Milton, and it seems the same way, man. Helmet come off, he go in, and it was almost as if he was like, I wanted to pull the trigger, but I was scared, and if it don't work out, whatever. And part of me feels like Mike got to do a better job of just kind of being whatever he want to be. You know what I mean? Damn the decisions. The hell with whoever get mad, I'm going to do this. Because I agree. There was a point in time where I said, if nothing else but a change of pace, throw Mackenzie Milton in. After that second interception, I was like, just bring in Mackenzie for a couple of series just to see what happened. You know what I mean? Right. Just to see what happened. So in my opinion, that's where he definitely deserves some credit. Just be who you're going to be. You know what I mean? If you decided, hey, I don't like what I'm seeing from Jordan Travis, so I'm going to pull him. Let me go with Mackenzie Milton. Then make the decision. You the head coach.
Right.
I have two quick points. I have to make these. Yeah. The first is in response to why Jordan Travis should have started the game. There are very few instances in which you can point to any team in the country that attacks a transfer portal, right? Sometimes you do attack it to build depth, but in most cases, you attack the transfer portal to specifically bring in a starter, capabilities, right? The quarterback room, I don't think you attack the transfer portal to build depth. That's not what you do that for. You bring in somebody who you want to start, or because that position isn't playing that well, right? So the moment mm-hmm. you went and wooed and recruited and got Mackenzie Milton over here, it was his job to lose. Now, mm-hmm. he hasn't had as many snaps. I don't give a shit. The reason why he went out and got Mackenzie Milton is because there were throws that Jordan Travis cannot make. And to your point about the offensive line play in the first half. The offensive line play was bad, right? So you would need to make decisions with the ball quicker. That's something Jordan Travis doesn't do very well. He doesn't go through progressions, and that just are throws that he either can't make or he's scared to make. So to me, Mackenzie Milton is the answer to both of those questions. You don't go get him not to start him, number one. And number two, if the offensive line is very bad, you need somebody out there who's going to be able to make quick reads and know exactly where to go with the football. Jordan Travis didn't show that tonight.
I can't argue. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, like I said, I was wildly disappointed in Jordan Travis. I thought it was very indecisive.
Well, no.
Okay. Listen. It's not about, again, we saw a lot of positives. We'll get to those. I'm only talking about specifically Jordan Travis looked rattled at times. He saw ghosts a lot of times. He escaped out of clean pockets when he had it. He didn't make quick decisions. All those are things that we criticized Justin Blackman for. And he turned the ball over several times. So in my opinion,
Justin Blackman have PTSD.
That's correct. And I agree with that, right? They've been behind bad offensive line, and again, the offensive line played poorly, and so it exacerbated what was already going on behind them. So I understood, right? But the thing that made Milton different was what Smoke said, the quick decisions with the football. In other words, I know this offense, so I know who should be open. So I'm already coming up, and oh, Lord. So listen, I already know what's going on. So then at that point, it made more sense. Okay, let's try it. Even like I said, early on in the series, early on when you saw Jordan was seeing ghosts, he was struggling. Just throwing Mackenzie for a series just to see what happened. I'm not mad at him for not starting.
Fuck that series shit. Mackenzie should have started and finished the game. There is a reason why you went and got him. It was not to hold no goddamn clipboard. The boy cannot throw the ball.
Mike got running the same play with Jordan Travis, man. I was in that goddamn stadium, man. He rolled that man to the right side every. Bro, you kept running the same shit that he threw the interception on this.
You rolling him to the right. You rolling him to the same side, and he still wasn't making the right read. It took him forever to make the right read, rolling to the same time every fucking time. How many times
was waiting on that shit, man?
If you would take all this goddamn time in that goddamn read, goddamn.
Hold on, real quick.
Just so the audience can hear. Reggie, go ahead, man. Go ahead. First of all, for those of y'all, hold on, Reggie, let me introduce you real quick. For those of y'all who don't understand, man, this is Reggie. Yeah, I'm high, bro. Go buy, get the merch, all that good stuff. Reggie, go off, man. Just talk your shit.
Bro, it wasn't even a read to that side. Bro, they was waiting on that shit. Nothing was never open over there. Now, don't get me wrong. Jordan Travis was very gun-shy tonight. It was a few times. Man, not a few times. A lot of times. The throws that Milton made, those throws were there if he lets go of the ball. But he was scared to throw the ball tonight. I don't know why. But he was just scared to throw the ball downfield, bro. And when he did you get Douglas? I mean, you made some plays. But, bro, let's keep it a beam. I feel like with Travis in there, Mike is not comfortable with him with some things, bro. And you just kept doing the same shit over, bro. I felt like Willie Taggart was still on the sideline. No cap. Yeah. I felt like Willie Taggart was still on the sideline, bro, with the shit that I was saying. I understand why you starting because, bro, let's keep it a bean. Look how that man was running for his life. Well, Milton wasn't prepared to run like that all night. Let's keep it 100. Milton came in at the end of the game when that defense had been running all night. They were tired. I mean, bro, it wasn't the same defense that you seen in the first half. Bro, yeah. McKenzie Milton would have got killed in the fucking first half. Bro, he would have died.
There are certain things I think Dillingham and Neville can dial up for Milton that they can't dial up for Travis as it relates to play calling.
Right. You're right.
That would have helped with what we saw in the first half, like you alluded to earlier as it relates to them rolling him out to the same side. You don't necessarily have to roll McKenzie Milton out because he can go through his progressions and make reads more quicker. Now, but like I told you guys earlier, like I told Brandon earlier, two things can be true, so I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying we don't see three interceptions. There are certain things that the offense will flow more smoother. You'll be able to soften that defense up because the running lanes were there all night. I mean, not all night. You know, you had your moments, but the running lanes were there. You had an effective running game, even with the poorest offensive play at the quarterback position. I really think that Norvell, I can't get over why in the hell that boy didn't start the goddamn game. Shit. God damn it.
Some of them, like I said, man, like that throw he made to Helton, he took that hit. Jordan Travis would have been trying to do 30 spins and shit and all that right there. He wouldn't have thought about going that ball.
He'd have still been fucking dancing. He'd have still been back there dancing.
Okay, hold on.
Let's keep it a beam. These kids play for this man. I gotta admit that.
They gave him everything. They gave him everything.
And that's exactly what I was gonna say, Reggie. One thing about this team, and I think we may have said it before we anybody joined. One thing I cannot say about this team is they do not quit, and that's something different. And I know it's like a simple thing to say, right? But we've seen it these last few seasons. They will absolutely quit, and when they went out,
18 points since Jimbo.
Exactly. And so when they came back from 18-0, I was like, oh, this ain't the same team. It's funny. Me and Sam gonna talk about when we do the, you know, when we actually do the regular show or whatever it is, right? Because we're gonna dive into it. Because in my opinion, I'm gonna kind of change the expectations of what I believe the team is gonna be. Because if you tell me you got a team, first of all, whose front is gonna be that dominant? Because here's the thing: there was times you dominated Notre Dame's offensive line on that front. That front wreaked havoc. The linebackers look faster. Your safeties trigger downhill. Those are all things that I know I didn't expect to see from Adam Fuller defense. And I definitely didn't expect to see it from other players. Adam Fuller was still ass. Hold on. Adam Fuller was still ass. He still made a whole lot of things, and there was still a 3rd-and-17. You blitzing everybody when you should have been sitting back. Again, there's a lot of – we got problems with Adam still. But what I'm saying is we saw a whole lot of improvement in areas that I didn't expect to see improvement in.
Can I comment on you saying he blitzed too much?
Yeah, go ahead.
You see your better corner get beat down the sideline a few times, you probably just want to get the ball out of his hand quicker. And I understand the concept of hanging back, but if you see Jordan, if you see Travis J get beat down the sideline a few times, there's no reason that let him sit back there and keep it deep and keep everything in front of you. Get it the ball out of his hand.
Yeah. Fucking ass in the game.
Yeah, but 3rd and 17 is 3rd and 17. The situation calls for this. Yeah, the situation calls for you to not blitz everybody on the 3rd and 17. Just keep everything in front. You definitely got to reevaluate some DBs.
They need to be reevaluated immediately.
I think Sam tried to reel us back in and discuss why we lost the game. Listen, you can talk about 3rd and 17. You can talk about the 3 interceptions. You can talk about Bavion Johnson still not being able to snap the ball on 3rd and 7. If the boy started the game, Florida State could score at least 45 points. At least 40.
I don't know, man.
Let's say this though, and I'm gonna say this and continue to say this. Like, I felt like game one, you had 4 weeks to prepare, big time matchup. I felt like they was gonna be ready to play. I told everybody this. I felt this way the whole offseason. I said this shit over and over and over and over again. Okay, now what does that mean for the season? I don't think it tells you much, man. One game, one off don't tell you a lot. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can get ready with 4 weeks preparing for one game. That happens. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I still find a lot of
trouble. But we haven't seen this team, bro, prepare like this in 4 weeks, bro.
Not necessarily, Reggie, because when you think about this now, 2019, Boise State, they came out like gangbusters. Okay, when you get time to prepare, you can look good. And I thought they were gonna win this game. I really did. I thought that I said it over and over again. The fact they didn't win it kind of hurts me a little bit because I don't feel like they're gonna beat Wake Forest. I know everybody feel like, oh no, nah, you crazy. They're gonna beat Wake. I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way. That boy did throw for a lot of damn yards against us. Jack Coyne is not good. We watch him. He's not fucking good. Okay, that dude ain't good. That dude looked decent against us, and that was a lot of yards he threw for. I still got concerns about the defense. But what I will go back to is Mike Norvell can, given time, can dial some shit up against your defense. He can dial some shit up and run the football against your defense, man. I think we can go into
outside of tonight, how many times have you seen him do that?
I mean, he's done this a lot, though, as far as – preparing his offense to
Well, I mean, as an FSU coach.
I mean, we got a small sample size.
I agree, but understanding that he's an offensive mind, he looked really bad offensively last year.
Well,
regardless
I thought
of whether
he made,
you want to talk about.
He looked bad tonight, too, Star.
I thought he made a terrible decision on that fourth down go to that possession with those two. Wildcat formations.
But the open position was horrible.
I thought the open position was terrible. But I thought he was setting stuff up too. That one situation where he went for it on that fourth down, I thought was just a horrible decision. I mean, I don't. There's no other way around.
It was emotional.
Your defense was playing good enough at that time. I thought that if you get them a long field, they would get a stop.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I felt like that, and you gotta trust your defense, man. I mean, goddamn, man, you had a good game plan going in. Trust the game plan, you know.
Besides getting beat that one time, I like Brown. You keep Brown. Brown Lee is a dog. Brown Lee hit. Brown Lee tackles. Brown Lee needs to be in the game.
100% of the time. 100% of the time. Yeah, and I like to deal with Gaynor. I like to deal with Gaynor. They had Gaynor on the outside.
Him and Deloach.
Yeah,
I thought they did good tonight. They contained the run. They contained the run for the most part. I'm proud of that. They didn't let them run rampant like they usually do.
And you got to give credit. You got to give credit to that damn running back from Notre Dame, bro. That motherfucker's good. He's good. He's good, bro. Like that's he was like, oh, they missing tackles. I'm like, bro. That bitch is hard to tackle in the open field. Like, look how he's running. Like, he's hard to tackle. Like, that's
can we please get a King Dent a pair of pants, bro? I can I don't know what we can do. I don't know what surgeries they are for hand replacement. But can we please get this nigga a set of hands, man? This man has the most drop interceptions, bro, in Florida State history, bro. No cap.
Yeah, he got he's up there with the most drops, bro.
That pick, yeah, man. If you'd have caught that pick early in that game, though, man, you talking about some momentum, bro. I think would have been a good changer for us, bro. Would have been big.
I mean, he had some plays that I thought he should have made, but you know what? At least Akeem Dent is in position once again. We got to get in position to make plays. His ass does get in position at safety position. Last year, nobody got a fucking position, so.
Yeah, they still don't know how to turn their goddamn. Bro, yeah. I was sitting in the end zone when that first touchdown on Travis Day. Bro, I wanted to fight that boy so bad. Like, really let this little nigga take the ball. I mean, that nigga little too, bro. He just snatched the ball from the nigga. I'm like, bro, what in the fuck?
I think on that play, Travis J went to catch the ball and the other dude attacked it. I think that was the difference. Travis J turned around and was like, he was
letting the ball go on his chest. You're supposed to be attacking the ball. You're the DB.
But that's the reason why he's not a wide receiver. A wide receiver knows to attack the ball. He was just sitting there waiting for it to come to him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as a DB, you're taught to catch with your hands, not your fucking body. And the ball was right there for you to motherfucking grab that bitch.
You taught the high point to football. You taught the high point to football.
Exactly. And he didn't high point that bitch.
Nope.
The reason why he played the quarterback then.
Yeah. So let's go to this right here though. Let's go to this right here. We talked about the quarterback situation. We got into the quarterback situation. Let's talk about the defense. The defensive line looked like it was back to FSU mediocre standards. That's not a high-level FSU defensive line, but that is a competent ACC top-level defensive line. What was y'all feelings about the defensive line?
I'm excited. The way I seen Keir Thomas, Jermaine Johnson, love it, Coop. Like you said, it's not a line of old, but it's a start, my nigga. It's a I think we can build off of it.
Fuller probably surprised me the most. I'm gonna have to mute Brandon because I don't know what he got going on over there. Fuller surprised me the most. I thought he really made big ass strides, dude. Because last year he couldn't get off the football without the ball being snapped and thrown by the time he got his stance. And he looked like a completely different player, dude. Fuller looked completely different. I thought the safeties actually looked good this year, man. I thought the safety looked good. They came down, they triggered hard, man. And I know a lot of people gave the backers saying they played bad this game, but I thought the backers didn't play as bad as everybody thought they did, man. I thought
that's some of the best backer play we've had in a long. I will say this, man. People been talking shit about Storms and size. Man, them kids, hey man, them boys look good, man. Them boys in good shape. I was right there in 639 in our end zone, bro. And I was, man, them boys look good, man. Boys look good.
The first thing I was looking for was to see if there were any similarities with what we saw last season as it relates to scheme. What was he doing schematically? The second thing I was looking for is to see did he have players playing out of position like he did last season. Thankfully, I didn't see any of that, and I was okay with this. I'm pretty decent with the scheme because he can't get out there and tackle for you. He can't get out there and catch interception for you, right? So
yeah,
I'm actually pleased with what I saw Fuller do. Now, I'm not going to nitpick because I thought Jimbo was an elite play caller and there were things he would do offensively that I just didn't understand and or agree with, right? So right. I think that happens every game with any coordinator on either side of the ball. So there were things to do that I didn't agree with.
100%.
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I just think that he showed a level of competency that wasn't there last season. So being that you were putting these guys in a position to succeed and being that you actually seem like you know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
Had we had this Fuller last season, we would have beat Georgia Tech in the first game, right?
This is what I was told at the tailgate today, hang on, by a parent of what you call him, Randy Shannon. let Adam Fuller know what players need to be on the field. Something he didn't have last year. A man that knows Florida football, knows speed, knows talent. That's why you see Gaynor. That's why you see DeLoso. And that's why you saw the speed of those guys, bro, and it made a difference tonight, bro. And they didn't even know how to put them guys on the field.
We look fast this year. And this is the first time it's the first time in a long time that you can look at Florida State team and say, "Oh no, we back fast again."
And you want to know why I think they look faster? Adam Fuller
didn't know what to do with that speed, but Randy Shannon does, and he's pointing them in the right direction. Adam Fuller didn't know that.
It's because for the first time, I think Adam Fuller simplified things, which is what he should have done at the start of the season. Knowing you didn't have a regular offseason, he simplified things for him. So instead of thinking those guys reacted quicker. Now, I do agree that there was a great deal of speed on I think the linebackers played a decent game. I don't think they played bad at all, especially after the game wore on. You saw them be able to get up because the offense stayed on the field in longer drives.
So, how many rushing yards did they have? That'll tell you how well the linebackers played. I don't recall any, big games. I don't recall anything. You know what I mean? Like, nothing happened that I looked at and said, man.
So,
like,
listen.
Outside of some blown coverages,
let me ask you. Swinging
downhill was great.
Let me ask you this. I don't know if y'all remember the play exactly, but on the first touchdown Notre Dame scored, it was a busted coverage. Was that Kalen DeLoach's responsibility or no?
Ah, man, I got to go back and look at it, man. It's tough to tell.
I
got to
look at it.
I thought it was
so quick because they was arguing with each other. They had a miscommunication.
If you go back and look at the replay, the only person that's looking around as it relates to I don't know what to do was Kalen DeLoach. And everybody was where they were supposed to be except for him. So that's why I was asking to make sure I maybe get some another set of eyes on it. But
well, I'm going to tell you
something. I thought it was based on the replay.
To me, whenever Notre Dame went tempo, FSU kind of struggled with that, which I was kind of surprised by that because I was like, every team goes tempo. Why are you not prepared for tempo? Your team does tempo. So that kind of bothered me.
And I thought it was supposed to be Fuller's.
Yeah, that bothered me because I'm thinking, well, a lot of teams are going to go tempo on you this year, so why you can't handle tempo is a little – that's something I'm going to have to check in on when we play Wake and when we play a couple other teams down the stretch because I'm like, if this defense going to have
– Hey, man, what is up with you and Wake Forest, man?
Dude, hey, man, I got a feeling that Wake ain't going to be
– I'm getting tired of you goddamn talking about
Wake Forest. How long that quarterback been there?
You got these niggas on the –
How long that quarterback?
You got the pussy on the pedal.
How long that quarterback been there?
Three, 4 years, bro.
They
senior laden. They senior laden.
That's a lot of experience.
Listen, man, we beating Wake Forest, man. I don't know what Sam's talking about.
They lose? Okay. Did they lose yesterday?
Nah, they won, bro.
We beating Wake. No, hold on. So Notre Dame has 65 rushes on 35 attempts.
You can't ask for nothing better than that, man.
Nothing. You ain't gonna get a complaint from me. Like, if somebody told us before the game that we were going to hold the 65 rush on 35 attempts, I would sign up for that today.
I didn't believe it.
I wouldn't believe it. Not with Adam Fuller as a defense coordinator.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Nope. That's true. I mean, he made a game where Coyne had to beat them, and Coyne didn't beat him. So, I mean, he came close, but he did beat him because he had 366 yards, four TDs, and – one interception, but I mean, at the end of the day, I felt like he had a correct game plan. I felt like he was in the right neighborhood with the game plan. You know what I'm saying? I can't hate on that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know? So, I mean, so, okay. Hold on, I got another guy coming in. I got AZ coming in. Hold on, right quick. Let me get this guy on. Hold on. All right, yo. AZ, what's up, man?
Yo, what up, man?
What's going on, man? Welcome to the live show. I got my boy Smoke. I got Brandon. I got my boy. Yes, I'm high, bro. Coming back from Tally. He enjoyed the game, man. So what's up with you, bro? What? Get your shit off, bro. How you feeling?
No, I'm chilling, man. Yo, it's a different feeling. You know what I'm saying? But compared to last year, I think tonight you got to see like Novell and company like with a true off season. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really like the term like more victories, shit like that, whatever.
Oh,
but like you saw for me, like you saw a vast improvement like from last year, from the front four, from the defensive backs, even Jay, like with the two touchdowns he gave up, like when that first touchdown, like I say like eight out of ten times, like my man's not catching that.
Right.
Jay, he looked over the wrong shoulder and still was in position like to make that play. And you know what I'm saying, like you gotta give that to the wide receiver. Even on the second touchdown catch, he could have played a little bit better, like coming off a press.
Right.
And he played it. He could have played it to the ball a little bit better. But like I still like the effort. You saw I had my reservations about my man defensive coordinator. I can't remember his name right now. I'm a little saucy, man.
Fuller.
I had my reservations about Fuller.
And you still should.
The only shit.
He said, "Don't let this performance hold you up a little bit."
This is what I say. The only call like I didn't really like was on that 3rd and 17 when he sent the all out blitz, and even then Notre Dame played that well because their offensive line didn't sell the screen immediately, you see with most of our lines, and that was well coached,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You saw like sloppy tackles. You've seen that all season. You're gonna see that in the first 2 or 3 weeks with any team, whatever. But I like on defense, linebackers left a little bit of desire. But I did like the Loach. I like the physicality from defense. But I like, for me personally, like from the safety play looks improved because you saw them taking like good angles to the ball. Even though you saw a few missed tackles, like in previous years, Gant has been like the only safety you've seen like can take a beeline to the ball and can say like he's taking the correct angle. Gant made some good plays. Sidney Williams made some good plays. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know Gant has signature drop interception or whatever.
Hey man, relax on the 5-6-1 was holding us back tonight. That's what that's the boys giving. Got on the streaks.
I say that.
That's
what's I say on the that. Streaks.
5-6-1 been holding us back for years.
They say the 5-6-1 holding us back. That's what's on the streaks. That's what's on the streaks.
I ain't even gonna say that's holding it back. Coming even for the defensive line, like you know the cash, like that guy, like the credentials, whatever, talk about like Jermaine Johnson, like oh he was 4th, 5th in line at UGA, whatever. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like relative like to his ranking or whatever, coming in, he had outperformed like Nolan Smith. Nolan Smith was, hear me out.
Did you just outperform Nolan Smith, bro?
Hear me out. Up until like last year or whatever, in the spot play to play, because you know UGA got the depth or whatever. Nolan Smith is he coming up until like the Clemson game, he underperformed like to his ranking. Nolan Smith
okay,
was like
okay,
Nolan Smith.
Okay. All right, bro. Check this out.
Hey, Zito had too much to drink, y'all. Zito had too much to drink, y'all.
I think Cash, like they downplayed the impact of Jermaine Johnson because you know what I'm saying? He was injured last year a lot to a degree. I saw him dropping the coverage a little bit more than I wanted to with Georgia or whatever. But as a pure pass rusher playing the run or whatever, like he's legit.
All right, bro.
To me,
I'm I appreciate you coming on the show. Like you my guy. I appreciate you, bro. But you cannot be coming on this show comparing our guys to Nolan Smith, bro. But hey, man, I appreciate you coming on the pod.
No, I ain't gonna pay him like to that degree, but like, I think I like the defensive line showing like from tonight. They was way better than last year.
Yeah, they was better, bro. Yeah, I get it. They was better, bro. Hey, I appreciate you coming on, AZ, man. Come on next week, man. You know how we do.
You already, man.
All right, bro. Hey, appreciate you coming through, man. Listen to the podcast and everything, man. Leave Nolan Smith out of any conversation, bro. Just find some other random defensive end that's playing for, like, Sacramento or somebody, bro.
Matter of fact, yo, we gonna keep Nolan Smith, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk about talk about some other trash ass defensive ends niggas be hyping up. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do that next time, bro. Find somebody from Florida next time, but Miami, bro. Don't do that, no. Let's be up, bro. We got credibility on the show, bro. We can't lose it like that, bro.
What's my man from Miami? Niggas was hyping up. Nesta. Chance Williams.
Nesta, bro. Nesta. Chance. Nesta, hold on, bro. Nesta, I think Chance might be good eventually, bro. Relax on 904, bro. All right, bro. I got a dog coming in, man.
212, man. You know what it is.
All right, bro. You be good. Nah, that nigga just disrespected fucking Nolan Smith, bro.
quick question before dog jump. Quick question. What does this do? Do you think this helps our team confidence?
100%.
Even with a loss, do you think it helps the confidence of the team?
It do. I think this team.
Every team is different from week to week, bro. Every team different from week to week, bro. A team might be play ball to the wall 1 week. The next week, they can't find their ass from their – you know what I'm saying? They can't find shit. You know what I'm saying? So I really think it's about do the players feel like the coaches let them down this week, and are they going to believe in the game plan the next week? That's what I think. I don't think it's much about what – do they build on it? I don't know. I don't believe in that shit. I think every game is a one-game season. That's what I believe. I don't believe it's a, oh, we play good this game. We play good against this great team, so we're going to play good against these little sorry-ass teams. I don't believe that, personally. Doc, what you think, man?
Man, I'm pissed. Hey, I'm hot. Damn. 38. Listen, same thing you just said, bro. I don't care nothing about no moral victories. Everybody on there, I'm glad. Man, that's what we expect. I don't care if we ain't won since whenever, bro. Like, that's the standard, dog. You know what I mean? And I'm just, man, I'm like, yo, we had it. We had it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Whatever we came back from. And we got a freshman kicker. I'm just saying, bro, like, if it's that late and you got and the kicker's out, man, I'm not doing that, bro. I know kickers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I know people got that's good, man. I know kickers. You feel me? Yeah. Like, nah, bro. I'm not a freshman against Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. And he made the 50-yard.
Yeah, we iced him a little bit, didn't we?
Bro,
everybody.
That's what I'm on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, and you feel me? Everybody coming at me because I'm like, man, what? You know what I'm saying? But man, I don't care about none of that. You feel me? Like, that's that soft mentality, bro. I talk and tweet the same way coaches talk to us. You feel me? When we was out there, man. So, man, I don't care nothing about none of that, bro. Like, we had the game, bro. We had it. I feel like we'll have a good season. You know what I'm saying? And all that, bro. But every game count, man. And then we talking about Bobby Bowden? Come on, bro. Listen, that's really what I'm pissed about, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, y'all got it.
Bro, trust me, I was in that stadium tonight, bro. It was all about Bobby. You hear me? It was all about Bobby. And yeah, man, they felt it came much off for old Bobby B tonight, though.
Man, come on, bro.
I felt like so. Let me ask you a question, dog. What did you feel about the that fourth down, that series where he did the fucking what was that? Two wildcat plays. It was two wildcat plays, and then the go for it on fourth down in your 30-yard line. How you feel about that, dog? Especially with the way the defense. Now, the defense wasn't great the last two series, but it was great pretty much the rest of the game. So how did you feel about that?
Terrible, bro. I ain't going to know. Why? You haven't ran wing T the whole game, and you going to do it the whole series? Like, nah, man, I can't vouch for nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, bro. I don't know what. I mean, there's a lot of different things in the game that happen, man, but I'm not running no wing T, and then I'm not doing that when the game's still in hand. You feel me? Like, right. I don't know what it is. Like, people feel like the coaches ain't supposed to be criticized, but, man, shit, the players are criticized. When I was there, we was criticized. They dogged us the fuck out. Now we on Twitter, and everybody like, oh, you're wrong. Man, you know what I'm saying? Shut that shit up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
if you ain't jacking Mike off, nigga, man, I'll be having time for the motherfuckers on that TL. Fuck you.
Bro, when that shit is
I was in Tally today. I be back. See me, nigga. Fuck you. Shit, I said the fuck I want to say. Shit. I walk through tailgates with no problem, nigga. Shit,
I'm telling you.
Fuck you.
Hey, I'm out, though.
So I guess okay. This is my other question, Dawg. Defensive line was holding pretty well, good. Right, you know the whole game. I thought that call with Adam Fuller with that all out blitz on like 3rd and 17. I just thought it was ridiculous, man. What the fuck was that about? If your defense line is holding it down that good, why bring extra guys in the box?
Extra guys in the box? And then you got these guys with their tails pimped backwards. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know they finna go hit. You know what I mean? D linemen, you supposed to feel that them boys was gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
3rd and 17, bro.
Yeah.
Man, put three line. You know what I'm saying? Let rush three. Do something. You know what I mean? Yeah. If we get beat over top, then we get beat.
Yeah, I've been getting down with four all game. What the fuck you did,
man? I ain't doing that, bro. That's all I'm saying. That blitz right there, I just don't see it on 3rd and 17, bro. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, okay. So, I guess my question is, what? I guess I don't understand what the hell he was doing on that play. Like, you 3rd and 17. You gave up a few bombs. So, why are you not in the cover 2, cover 3 type? Yo, keep everything in front of you. Tackle the guy. Let's get
him. He don't even know. His bum ass don't even fucking know. His bum ass shouldn't be the fucking defensive coordinator at a prestigious fucking university, Florida State University. His sorry fucking ass. Goddamn DC. God, man, he should not have that job, bro. Fuck.
Yeah, that was bad, bro.
I'm tired of making 2-hour trips, bro. I'm tired of making these fucking 2-hour trips, using my fucking gas, sweating and shit at these tailgates, sitting around you fucking musk ass crackers, fucking COVID, Delta variant flying everywhere, and you fucking man, boy.
Man. Hey, that's real though, bro. And the thing is these players get criticized.
Hey, bleep that out. I'm sorry, man. Look, man.
Can't do it.
I'm almost there, my bad, fellas.
Can't do it. But let me just say this, though. I want to say this about the players, though. Like, real shit.
Bro, when you...
Those players gave it everything, bro. Like, they laid that shit on the line, bro. Like, they believed in that game plan, and they executed that shit to the fullest of their abilities, bro, because... It was a lot of play.
And that's
like,
what
Dawg's
saying.
Yeah.
You don't do that shit on 3rd and 17 to make them that put them in the right position to make plays. Now that looks bad on them. No, that's your fault, bro. That's your call. That's on you, bro.
Yeah.
There you go. Bingo. Everybody wanna put the blame on the players. You know what I'm saying? Players mixing tackles, we on their ass. Coach got a bad call. Oh, these coaches been coaching for what longer than these players been playing.
Yeah.
So what are we making excuses for them for? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on. Hey, bro. The sword is both sides. It's the same way on both ends, bro. You know what I mean? I ain't sugarcoat nothing, bro. Y'all.
Same way I say about Norville, rolling Travis out to the – bro, you not putting him in position to do well, bro. You see he keeps rolling out to the side and just keep flinging it out there and keep intercepting. You keep rolling him out. Keep rolling him out. Keep – like, bro, what are you doing, man? That ain't Jordan Travis' fault after the 4th, 5th time. That ain't Jordan Travis' fault. Fucking Mike Norvell's fault. You keep calling that shit.
Yeah, I thought Norvell had some great big plays ready for Marcus Freeman. He did Marcus Freeman like that when they played Cincinnati twice. So I thought he would have some big plays ready, and he did hit on some big plays, man. I thought he got way too fucking anxious on that that one specific drive. He got way too goddamn anxious on it. And I thought Fuller got way too anxious.
His offense.
Got way too anxious on that 3rd and 17 play. And I know people might say, well, Sam, what's the big deal? We was in the game. But I look at that and say, okay, you got to play against Clemson and Tony Elliott them. They look for those type of tendencies to say, okay, this guy gets anxious in these situations. I can break a play against him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And what happens is they coach their team to be ready for those plays. And I thought Notre Dame situationally was ready. And I didn't feel like situationally we was ready to match them. And I thought you saw a lot of that shit coming out of the timeouts with those false starts. Guys were seeing shit they had never seen before. I thought you saw a lot of that shit after that them play breakdowns. Houston with Houston Griffin making those big time plays on the interceptions. I thought he had a real feel for what Jordan Travis was ready to do, and that's why I know a lot of people saying, "Well, you should have played Milton earlier." I thought that Brian Kelly felt like, "Hey, if they're gonna win the game, it's gonna be with Jordan Travis." So he game planned specifically for Jordan Travis, and I thought that the safety was dialed into what Jordan Travis wanted to do, and I don't think we had enough. I don't feel like we had enough Tennessee breakers personally.
How hard is it to game plan for Jordan Travis?
No, it's not that hard to game plan against him. It's not. But my other problem is, I felt like you didn't stress the defense enough. Maybe you should have called some play action, running back wheel routes to really stress that safety a little bit more. They get that safety very easy. He had a very easy game, man. He just played it center of the field and just reacted to the ball. Right. They never put him in conflict at all. He never got in conflict. And that's why he was making plays. Like, look at his jersey. His jersey wasn't even dirty. He just like, okay, let me go make a play here. All right, that's an interception. Let me make another play here. That's another interception. You know, he was never in conflict. And I don't know the game as well as people that played the game, but it just seemed that way to me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Travis had onto that ball too much too, man. I will say that it was a few times, bro. There was some plays there, bro. Like I said, some of those Milton made, bro. Some of those throws were there. If he would just throw the ball, bro, he would hold that bitch and get to doing 30, 40 spins and looking like a fucking washing machine trying to, you know, I don't know, trying to dry his jersey off. I don't know what the fuck he was trying to do, but
I thought he was seeing ghosts. I thought he was seeing things he hadn't seen in practice. He wasn't totally prepared for what he was seeing with Hamilton, man. I think. See, it's hard to talk about it because a lot of people expected for us to get blown out. I never expected that. So, for me, I'm more disappointed than everybody else is because a lot of people was like, if we get a close game. I felt like once we got into the second half and more into that second quarter, I felt like it was a chance for Florida State to actually take that game over. Like how you seen against UCLA and LSU. I thought there was a chance there to take the game over. I don't think Jordan Travis was ready for certain things. And I thought the way once Notre Dame decided to blitz that A gap, it kind
of
killed
you
the
let
game.
Him off the hook. Sam, you let him off the hook. You keep saying he wasn't ready because he wasn't ready because he's not that fucking good.
He's not good.
Stop saying he wasn't ready. He's not that damn good.
All right. You got a point. He's not that good. But I mean,
you want to know something else?
What's up?
Since he's not that good, his motherfucking ass shouldn't have played.
Okay.
Hey, listen, man. This shit ain't hard. We make this shit hard. We complicate the fuck out of it. We add so many different variables as it relates to why this, that, and the third. Listen, man, who's better? Who can I build a game plan that'll put us in a position to win better? This man or this man?
Right.
He didn't do that. Listen, the quarterback is supposed to throw the fucking football.
Travis done, bro. It's done.
One guy is considerably better than the other guy. You didn't start that guy. He wasn't even hurt. Why the fuck didn't you start him?
They said Jay Trav moved the offense better than Kaepernick did, bro.
They said the same thing about Hornibrook that season. Him and Blackman was playing. Yep.
And when you see Hornibrook come in, came in and moved the ball better than James Blackman ass did.
Man, Hornibrook threw a pass one time and I caught it. I ain't never been in Tallahassee. Ever.
Yeah.
I done caught plenty of James Blackman throws, boy, at the game.
Man, y'all rough, man.
If you are running wild,
but Jay Travis, Milton showed tonight that he even scrambled, took a couple hits. J Travis back to package play now, bro. Let's just go ahead and call a spade. He back, bro.
Put that motherfucking slide and do whatever you're gonna do with it, man. He need not take another snap behind something.
Yeah. So y'all trying to say that the five? Are y'all saying that the 5-6-1 was holding us back? Like, is that what we saying? I mean, are we on record with that?
Is that where Mike Norvell is from?
You know me.
I just want people on.
You know me. You know how I feel about the 5-6-1. You know me. I think the 5-6-1 has held us back. They held us back with James Blackman and shit. They held us back tonight. 5-6-1 been holding us back for a while.
I just need to make sure of Mike Norvell from the 5-6-1. That's all I need to know.
That motherfucker definitely somewhere else.
Wichita, Arizona.
Okay, so that's the person that I know that held us back. I don't know about anybody from. I don't too much give a shit. If started the game, we would have won.
We ain't losing no recruits from this game. We ain't losing no recruits just yet.
And that's all that fucking matters.
That's all that matters. We could have easily been Miami, bro.
That could have turned into a Miami Alabama thing when we went down 18 points. That really could have turned bad, bro.
Yeah. I thought when they got 18 points, we might have been a little bit of trouble, man. I gotta get my boy T Will on, man. I got T Will ready to go, man.
My boy T Will.
T Will.
Yo, what's up?
We want to know, is the 5-6-1 holding the FSU football team back, bro? That's what we want to know, bro. We feel like the 5-6-1 is holding us the fuck back, bro. What's going on, bro?
I'm Dave County. Come on now. I'm supposed
to go 5. T Will said he don't want to be the problem, bro.
I'm supposed to go 5, bro. I was listening to y'all boys, though, man. I do want to know why Milton ain't getting in earlier, at least. T-Will,
be real with us, T-Will. It's been a lot of 5-6-1 hype, bro, the last 2 or 3 years, bro. Is the shit holding us back, bro?
I wrote that shit with James Blackman, bro. That shit, look at, I don't know, man. Jay Trout, bro.
I'm not knocking Norvell, bro, for not starting, bro. I ain't knocking him.
Shit, I am. I better not see Mike Norvell nowhere within arm's reach. his ass gonna be black and blue by the time I'm done with it.
A little bit earlier. I think he should have brought him in a little bit earlier.
I feel like
after that second pick, then I feel like you could have went ahead and pulled. Like,
he never would have threw the first pick had it been me. He never went through the first pick had it been me. He wouldn't have made it.
Bro, I felt like
I was watching the Redskins that first year. RG3 was there and Shanahan was there. You know, everything they did with RG3, they rolled his ass out to the right. He only read half the goddamn field the entire fucking season. That's how I felt tonight. You run the same goddamn players, and it take you an hour to find who to throw the ball to. You have one read. You have one fucking read on one side of the field. How the hell do you fuck that up? One read, one side field. Throw the goddamn ball. If it ain't them, tuck it and run, throw it away. He's still deciding right now. It is 11:38 Central Time. He's still fucking deciding on what to do with the goddamn football. This shit ain't hard, man. We make it hard. It's not hard.
Smoke. We make it hard. Smoke. Hold on. Let's smoke.
Yeah. How the fuck do you fuck this up? He moved the ball better and faster. Who gives a shit? Look at who we running it against. Of course he looks better. You have a guy who has started over 30 collegiate games. You brought him in to do something that the previous guy cannot do. Milton knows how to throw the football. The guy who is replacing doesn't know how to throw the football. How hard is this?
Bro, we immediately threw our longest pass of the game when the man
came in the game. Fuck out on the field. God damn.
Hey, He did throw a nice bomb, the touchdown to Douglas, though. That was a nice throw, though. I ain't nice. Taking up for him, but that was a nice throw.
Oh, that was he nice.
He threw that motherfucking practice.
But those throws are too far in between. I get what he's saying. Yeah, those throws are too far in between.
Because it be shit open, bro. I don't know if he's not trusting his eyes.
He don't trust his arm. It was a few times, bro, that I'm like, bro, just let the ball go. He'll tuck and then he'll start spinning. And I'm like, oh my God, what is he doing?
McKenzie gets out there and he lives by a motto. I'm finna let this bitch go and somebody gonna catch it. Whether it be us or whether it be them. Somebody finna catch this fucking football. I'm not finna hold it. I'm not finna sit here and do the Texas two-step with you behind this last scrimmage all motherfucking night long. I'm finna let this bitch go. And whatever happens out there, it happens.
Bro,
you have to have a convenient case.
We can run the ball the way we ran the ball tonight. And that boy be efficient with that motherfucker like that, though. We cooking with grease.
Hey, yo, we got a nice little 300 monster at running back. I like Trayshawn. Trayshawn, Corbin, and Tolfu. We got a nice little 300 monster.
A walk on. Give Mike his motherfucking credit, boy, about them goddamn running backs. But give him his credit, boy. That boy's a fucking walk on, man. That boy's a walk on.
Hold on.
I thought Trayshawn.
Yeah, Willie found Trayshawn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Willie found Trayshawn.
Oh, my bad. I thought he was a walk on that DK. My bad. Well, shout out to my nigga Willie T with his fuck ass. I got my dream job too early, and I didn't. Man, I want to slap.
Hey, we're going to talk about that later. We're going to talk about that later. All right. So let's go to this right here. Let's go to this part, man. Should Adam Fuller be in trouble after this game? Should we ease up off of Adam Fuller?
There's no question.
No.
Adam Fuller shouldn't have been back.
No.
Adam Fuller should be coaching at Bishop Sycamore right now, bro. Real talk, bro.
Like, bro. That boy's good.
I'm for real, man. That's 30-17, bro. Come on. Why would you all
out there? When I'm hearing the analysts is improving the players more than the DC, which is Randy Shannon. Being the analyst, bro, that's a bad sign, boss.
Hold on. What you think, dog? You think their defense look improved from last year? What you think about defense, man? You know more about this.
You don't know.
We missed a lot of tackles. We ran. Need to go back to the basics. Got to work on tackling for the secondary because that was terrible. Think the D-line rush kind of died down a little late in the game. You know what I'm saying? That would have been good to see that, you know, keep rolling through.
Yeah.
But they are better. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask y'all last year.
You know what I'm saying? Five stars. We saw last year. They light years ahead better than, you know what I'm saying, last year. So they there. Cornerbacks just got to make those plays. They were right there. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's not like coverage was blowed, anything like that. They was right there. They just got to make those plays. You know what I'm saying? But that's what Florida State used to. You know what I'm saying? We used to cornerbacks who going to make those plays.
When Notre Dame
got the ball deep on their side of the field, how many times did they march down on their defense to score points?
Yeah, I mean.
The majority of their points came off turnovers and short fields.
Yeah.
Yep. And when you're a defense, you got your back to the wall, you can just hope and pray you don't give up points. You know, you're working well on the half of field. When they had to go the full length of the field, you saw a decent, competent defense, which is something we never saw from start to finish last season. So I agree he shouldn't be the defense coordinator. He shouldn't have been retained. But since he's the motherfucker with the headset tonight, if we just gonna grade him out this performance, I don't think he should be on the hot seat.
Okay. All right. So we feel like he did a pretty decent job.
He put him.
He did give up almost 400 yards passing though. Too.
I don't speak French. Ain't no fucking weed. I don't feel the motherfucker.
Now I will say though, they overran a lot of plays. He had them in position. You know what I'm saying? Now that 3rd and 17, he fucked up. You know what I mean? He fucked up all the way.
But he had them in position to make plays on the rest of them. You know, I do believe they was there. They was there where they supposed to be. They just ain't make the plays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we look better than we did in past years. But I still feel hurt, like,
though, either way. I'm over here hurt, man.
I'm saying, it hurts.
But hey, ain't no more victories,
yo. Nah, man.
Ain't no more victories. I don't even like my women to have more, bro. Fuck more, bro. I don't even like more, bro.
Hey, real,
though.
Hey, I'm with y'all.
Okay, Reggie. Reggie, don't make a fifth child tonight, Reggie. Don't make a fifth.
Oh,
Reggie be taking out some Reggie take out some energy. Reggie goes to the house, take out some pressure.
It won't produce another one of them, boy.
Y'all are killing. Y'all are killing Fuller for that 3rd and 17. And I'm not disagreeing with it. I'm not here to defend it. But this is what I think he was thinking. Every time you looked up and you saw Cohen do something that was legit with the football, he had a lot of time. I think the objective was to get the ball out of his hands as soon as he possibly could on 3rd and 17 just to get the ball back. When you saw Cohen back there standing tall in that pocket, good things happen. At one point, he had like 80% completion percentage. I think they really just wanted to get the ball out of his hands in that point. Now, all right, you know, you want to keep things in front of you, but they was already missing tackles. So it was no guarantee that somebody caught the ball. They was going down before they got to the first, to the marker. So I understand the criticism behind it. I just think he did that shit so he could get the ball out of his hands more quickly than he would have normally had he not rushed. Yeah.
Don't you play screen on that play, though? Like, don't you sell out for the screen? Don't you play screen then?
That would make sense. That would make sense.
I thought that situationally, FSU situationally just kind of, they had some plays in a situation that I thought they wasn't coached up on, man. But, I mean, it's levels to being great.
Hold on, Sam. The reputable sources of Florida State said they spent the entire fucking week practicing situational football.
Yeah.
Make it make sense. Hey, listen, man. Something ain't right here. Somebody lying.
I said the beat was terrible. I said the beat was terrible. I've said that shit.
Okay.
Said the beat was terrible over and over again. Like, when you come out and announce that this player haven't hyped the football yet, to get everybody riled up and the motherfucker end up starting the game. I don't know what the fuck we doing no more. Like, I don't know what we doing over there.
Man.
You know, and,
well,
I mean,
They say he hurt.
I don't know what the fuck we doing, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know what them guys doing, man. So I just kind of let it, whatever, man. Whatever the beat do, that's what the beat do. They get 15,000 people that listen to their ass, shoot a bunch of hot bullshit every day. So whatever, man. I don't fucking know. I don't know, bro. Like, so I'm gonna ask y'all this question. Jermaine Johnson. We watched the Georgia defense Saturday night. And then I picked Georgia to win that championship this year, for the record. That's who I picked. We watched Georgia defense Saturday night. Then we watched Jermaine Johnson tonight. Like, what the fuck is Georgia doing, bro? Like, that is crazy, bro. Like, that's insane, bro. Like,
it's crazy they had a guy that good that was on the bench.
And you couldn't even play him, bro. Like, you couldn't even put him on the field. You couldn't even put Jermaine Johnson on the field.
Yeah. And that kid is good, man.
And you see what they did Saturday night to Clemson. Like, that defensive line, I ain't saying that's the best defensive line I've seen since 2013 FSU, but that's pretty goddamn close to the best defensive line I've seen in a long-ass time, bro. They controlled that
game. What about Clemson,
bro? I think Clemson good.
A few years back.
Well, you talking about that was 18, right?
Yeah, when they had Wilkins and Correa and the rest of them boys. Yeah.
I think that Georgia defense line better than that line. I think Georgia D line better than that one. I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
That's
I think
saying
so.
A lot. That's saying a lot.
That is saying a lot.
I think 88 to 99
on Georgia defensive line might be the best I've seen.
99 is the beast, yo.
88 and 99 paired together, man. That's the best pair I've seen in a long ass time, man. What you think, dog?
They some dogs, bro. Yeah. I mean, I think you can kind of see why a number 11 had to come to, you know, Florida State, because, like I said, late on in the game, I'd be lying kind of, you know what I'm saying? They played the run good and everything, but you watch that Georgia and Clemson game, and them D linemen was making plays the whole game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
quarterback couldn't get stable in the pocket. late in the game, the quarterback got a little bit comfortable for Notre Dame. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can kind of see. So,
well, you see the depth. You see the depth.
Bingo.
As the game goes. Yeah.
They got the depth, and they got animals. 99 ran through three people one play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's... So,
bro, three of them.
Three.
Yeah. 99 is an animal, bro. Like,
bro.
They gave you test that boy. I said that. I said, man, test him now. I said, test his ass.
They beat him. It's crazy. What's the dude for Georgia? Was it Nolan Smith? Like, he was a five-star. He didn't even start, bro. Like, it's crazy, bro. They loaded.
Bro, they are in one. And I think old boy was talking about Nolan Smith, and I had to stop him because it's like, no disrespect to old boy, because I think he, you know, dog, Nolan Smith is a beast. Like, he is a beast. Is Nolan number Smith, four. That was number four.
Yeah, I think he number four.
Oh,
yeah,
number four.
He yeah. Good. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Yeah, bro. Good. Like, dog, yeah. Those mother, dog, they diagnose, they get on you. They, like, that Georgia defense, bro, that was like 2012 Alabama, like that was, yeah, it was ridiculous, bro. It was ridiculous. Like, I haven't seen a defense play that in a long ass time. And people kept talking about DJ talking about he wasn't playing good. I'm like, bro, you got to give credit. Like, what you want the man to do? They locking down the back end, the linebackers.
He played the best game he possibly could. What he was facing, I don't know what they wanted out of that boy, but they wanted that nigga to grow in. But I was like, bro, what do y'all want? Are you watching the same game? Like,
this man running, he's throwing the ball as fast as he possibly can. Like, they on his ass. Like that. Like, and the fact that Jermaine Johnson couldn't play in that defensive end rotation, bro. Like, and then you watch him tonight and the way he dominated, I'm like, yo, whatever Georgia paying. Like, yo, man.
That's one outside of the obvious. The biggest difference between Mark Rick, what he did at Georgia, and what Kirby Smart is. Kirby Smart pay attention to the trenches. He recruiting. He invests in the trenches way more than what Mark Rick did.
Yeah,
and I think he understands that.
He's a defensive guy. He knows what that is.
I mean it on both sides of the ball. You look at what he does on the offensive line as far as recruiting and the defensive line. He pays just the amount of attention to both sides.
Yeah.
And I think coming from Alabama, he knows what it takes to keep up with those guys and compete. It's what goes on in the trenches. If you look at anybody who has had success against Alabama, it's because they were able to do what they do in the trenches. Right?
Yeah.
You look at everything that Kirby Smart has done since he's been there, he's invested the most amount of attention, time, money, whatever you want to call it, into the trenches on both sides of the football.
Yeah,
all he had to do was keep Justin Fields and start him. He have a national championship, but we won't talk about that.
Bro, I think they're gonna win a natty this year. I believe it. I think they win it this year.
With that quarterback they got?
Who?
I think Georgia win it this year. I just
now that offense.
I think by the time they play Alabama or any big time program, I think they got their wide receivers back. I think they clicking on offense. That defense gives you so much ability to just get away with wins that you got no business winning. You're gonna win games you got no business winning because that defensive line is gonna completely take over games. And I mean, and no matter how you feel about this, I've watched Florida State have games where the defensive line completely destroys the game plan. Like they've done it, they did against Clemson in 2012. They destroyed the game plan.
Yeah, I mean, 12 FSU D line.
Yeah, I mean, it happens, bro. And I just think that defensive line is just fucking phenomenal, bro. I think it's a phenomenal defensive line.
It allows their linebackers to roam.
Bro, and their linebackers are already good. It ain't like you allowing average linebackers.
The boys loaded. They got good linebackers too, bro.
They really do, man. What you think, though?
I mean, they still got to play Alabama, though. And Alabama might have their best quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess my thing is this. Okay, I think there's three really solid football teams. I think that's Clemson. I mean, not Clemson. I think that's Georgia. I think it's Ohio State. And I think it's Bama. So my thing would be this. I don't think Bama's going to face a defensive line other than maybe Texas A&M. That's even closer to what Georgia got. All right? So when you play against Georgia, is Bama defensive line, offensive line, ready for that wave of just complete, like, animals.
Yeah.
Like you,
they face them every day in practice, bro.
I don't think they at that level though. I think it's a different level at Georgia. I don't know how high of a level. Right. I think it's a different all level. Right. Okay. And another thing I think too is that I think Nick's gonna look at that game. I think Nick's gonna try to play a low scoring game with Kirby and get into a staring match with Kirby. And normally he wins those staring matches with Kirby. But I think that in that particular game, I think Kirby's gonna have a little bit more depth on defense. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be able to hold that quarterback a little bit more. And I think that quarterback, for the first time, is going to play a defense that he's not equipped to playing against. I don't think he's going to be used to that.
What about JT Daniels, man? That boy
I don't think he's as bad as everybody. I think Clemson got a good defense. I don't think that boy is as bad as everybody.
And Bama don't?
I think Bama do got a good defense, but I don't think it's nothing that's going to scare that boy. I just think he's going to just – I think he's gonna trot alone, man. I think nigga, they're gonna win
Will
a lot of.
Nigga, Will Anderson is scary. Okay, I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Will Anderson is good. Will Anderson is good.
Man,
bro, the way that boy bring that pressure at that middle with just four is different, man.
Georgia different, bro.
That shit different, bro.
Yeah, different.
Yeah, hey, one thing about it, I won't bet against Nick Saban. That's just how I feel. I mean,
they gonna play twice this year.
I think Saban has the better quarterback out of two, even with Daniels being an older guy. I think Bryce Young is better than that boy.
You don't think once
Bryce ain't been hit yet, man? Bryce ain't been hit.
Once more tape gets out on Bryce Young, like, and more teams start the game plan for him, like he won't have as much success as he had game one.
That's a good point. That's a good point. They can run at will against Miami, bro.
Right.
He's not going to be able to do that against Georgia.
Right.
He's not going to be able to just give him a series off where he just run the football.
Right. I like Bryce Young, but I just think that the more tape gets out on him, I think he'll be able to get figured out better. And by the time they play Georgia, they'll be ready for him.
Yeah, I think so, too. I definitely think that. Man, and UGA don't even play Bama in the regular season. AZ just split that out here on the thing. UGA don't even play Bama. So that means the only time Bryce Young's going to face a defense that great, it's probably going to be just Texas A&M. That's it.
So that Florida game could be tricky, though, I ain't going to lie.
Maybe. Do we really think though?
Florida, the fact that they won't be able to do anything on offense is gonna affect Florida.
Yeah, that's true.
If Florida don't find some shit on the outside, they is not gonna Florida play Alabama. They gotta find some shit on the outside, man, because I think AR-15 is really good. I think he's going to be the quarterback for Florida. Mm-hmm. But on the outside, man, you got to be able to hit Bama with deep plays and make their safeties back the fuck up. Because if you don't make them safeties back up, bro, they would trigger down here all night long.
Bama blowing them boys out, man. It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad for Florida, bro, in that game. I believe. So. I don't think it's going to be close.
Yeah, I think you got a point.
Yeah, that is true. Hey, one thing, bro.
White people don't get mad at me. I'm just asking. What the fuck Dabo Sweeney thinking with a white running back, man?
Wasn't he like a 5-star though when he came out?
I wouldn't give a fuck if he was a 10-star. That was trash.
Man, y'all stupid, man.
They compared him to McCaffrey.
I'm not going to get into race relations with you fellas.
Well, no race relations. Let's get into hot ass his ass is. Doesn't matter what color he is. That boy is sorry.
You know what's funny to me? I was going to say this on the So What Was Next podcast, but okay, Clemson, like you had 6 years, right, with like elite, top shelf quarterback play. 6 years of that shit. Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence.
And running back play.
Okay. At some point in time, you should have been like, yo, we need to start recruiting 5-star offensive linemen, period. Like, let's go get these big-time offensive linemen. And they just didn't do that. And I'm like, now they looking around like, okay, we're going to do the same shit we've been doing. And I ain't saying that the DJ is not good. I think DJ is good. But he's not Trevor. He's not Deshaun Watson. You can't expect somebody to be a top one. Top two pick every time you recruit a guy. Like, they're going to be, for every Christian Ponder and EJ Manuel, you might get a Drew Weather for Xavier, you know McPherson every now and then. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, bro. Like I don't think Florida State gonna catch up with them this year. I don't think that's gonna happen. But I'm saying they're not the top three in the country no more. They're not that no more, dude. It's Bama, it's Georgia, and it's Ohio State. And I don't know.
I think the confident Florida State team, they know they won't. They won't beat them. But I don't think you see a 52-10 or 52-14 this type of game this year. I don't think you see that this year.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that because I think what they got on the D line might dictate.
Bro, you just watched us play the team that beat them in the regular season last year.
Yeah, but that team had a
goddamn game running ACC. We're talking hypotheticals here.
That team this year had a lot of true freshmen on it. That Notre Dame team, a lot of true freshmen playing on the offensive line. A lot of new faces on defense.
But you didn't bring that up when you was hyping up our motherfucking defensive line against their ass, though. Don't bring that shit up now.
Yeah, you got to.
I like that.
But we just did that against, you said, a freshman. Not a freshman is a problem now, but it wasn't a problem for our defense. It can't be the same.
So you saying that you think that Florida State will play a better? I mean, do you think Florida State? I don't think
they just played a better game against Notre Dame than they played last year. I think this is the best game
Florida State can play the rest of the year. That's my opinion.
I hope not.
I think this is the best game that they're gonna play as a team the rest of the year.
We're in trouble, man.
I mean, I don't think we're in trouble. I just think it's levels to
win. If this was the best game, bro, we threw three interceptions. You got so, bro, if this is our best game, bro, we're in trouble.
That was an elite safety we played against today, Reggie. That's elite safety. Yeah. You're not going to play against a lot of elite safeties like that.
14 is elite, bro.
Yeah, he's elite, bro. Like, that nigga's, like, he is the top five pick, bro.
There's not a lot of top five picks
in the secondary for every team. But then when you look at Clemson, they got three guys, I think, are top 10 picks. Like, I think that dude Bryce is a top.
So you telling me we lost a game because of a safety?
Yeah.
He dictated turns, bro.
Like, Jalen Ramsey used to dictate turns, bro. Like, LaMarcus Joyner used to dictate turns. Them dudes dictate turns. They win games, bro. They take a lot of shit out your playbook. Like, a lot of shit you can't do.
McKenzie Milton came in and shit. And 14 was a non-fucking factor, but hey, that's just me.
Hey,
that's just
that
me.
Play
hey,
where
that's
he
just
came
me.
Cross field
that's
to get
just
that
me.
Pick, that was elite,
I ain't heard shit. My boy McKenzie Milton came in the goddamn game. Now, all of a sudden, 14 is fucking elite. Man, you niggas be killing me, man. God.
Hey, damn. Bro. That play where
you
he can't cross field to get that pick, that shit was elite, bro. That play where he can't cross field to get that pick.
Bro, he floated the ball. I ran and caught that motherfucker. He floated it. It's a fucking floater. The nigga flicked the ball in there. I could have ran and caught that motherfucker with my ass. What the fuck you mean? He can't do nothing great. Man, like the motherfucker ran and jumped on a bullet pass or something. The nigga caught a floater. Big deal. Shit, he floated the ball to him.
I'm just saying, bro. 14 make you account for a lot of shit you don't want to account for, bro. That's all I'm saying.
I ain't heard shit about 14 till now. We done talked whole four goddamn Notre Dame. Now all of a sudden 14 is the man. I ain't heard shit about this.
Everybody been talking about 14.
The whole 2 hours.
Everybody been talking about 14. Everybody talking about 14.
Yeah, he going crazy. They talking about him on Twitter. Yeah, I just seen his name pop up on the damn explosion.
I ain't on Twitter. I'm on here with you niggas. I'm talking about you niggas. I ain't heard shit from you niggas about 14. Fuck what they're talking about. I'm talking about you niggas. I ain't heard shit about 14 from the three, four niggas I'm in this room with right now. That's what I'm talking about.
14 a good safety, bro.
Okay, all right. Tenfold.
I ain't saying he Ed Reed or Sean Taylor. I'm just saying.
Yep.
He's good. He legit, bro.
I ain't saying he wasn't good. Y'all just made the light up. Reggie, don't put out the medical kit.
Look at Reggie.
All these niggas talk about he didn't dictate the whole game.
I gotta mute Reggie, man. The Reggie don't put out the medicine kit, bro. Reggie don't put out. Reggie tired of this Reggie shit. Fool, Reggie ain't trying to hit his shit by 14, bro.
Nothing about that.
Real though, yeah, man. Bring Reggie back, bro. Reggie, bro, chill out, bro. Look at Reggie. Look at Reggie grinding that shit up.
Shit by 14, boy. I heard only 14. I heard with 14 points. Now these niggas talking about 14. Goddamn elite. He dictated the game. I ain't heard shit.
Hey, man.
Yeah, he gave him them picks. He got. He gave them to him though. Them was some stupid man. Yeah, it was some terrible picks, man. They was alley oop.
The boy literally did like.
But no, my thing is, dog. My thing, dog, is like when you see a safety go to one side, you don't think he's gonna make it to the other side in that much time, though, dog. That's all.
Yeah, you're right. He closed quick on that.
Hey, nah, he's not down. Yeah. Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I was watching the play, and that motherfucker just came into the motherfucker.
I mean, you think he gonna better throw that bitch out of bounds and hear his ass come fly across your head like, yo,
I said, did he get in bounds, nigga? We was in that bitch like, man, ain't no way he caught that shit.
Total.
Yeah, he even no came out of nowhere.
That bitch. I was just saying, bro, when you see a motherfucker do that shit twice to you, bro, you like, yo, I don't even know if I can throw this bitch over there like this. He's zooming across that bitch. You know what I'm saying? That shit a little different. That shit a little different, bro.
That pick was crazy, bro.
Both of them picks was crazy,
both
bro.
Both of them, yeah.
Both of the picks was crazy. I was like, okay. All right, so this nigga's at an all-time level.
And that
okay.
way, we ain't have no turnovers either, did we?
I think we Travis had one at the end of the second half. He had one at the end of the second half. In the first half. Yeah, Travis had one at the end of the first half on that Hail Mary. Which
No. I'm saying us. Like, did we... On the defense,
nah, I don't think we really had one. I mean, we had one at the end of the first half on the hill, man. That was it.
Interception. That was
Travis J. Interception. That was all I could think of.
He dropped the one he dropped, right?
No, he caught one. Then Dent dropped one.
Yeah, Dent dropped one. Dent got to get
one. Another 5-6 point guy. That's another.
Then in the end zone, when he let whoever that was let the receiver take the ball from him. That was another one.
Yeah, that was another one.
We had opportunities, man. They made theirs. We didn't make ours.
Yeah, any nigga named Travis, first or last name, had us fucked up. That's all I could tell. the name Travis, nigga. The name Travis. First or last name, nigga.
Hey, cool. That's my name. Come on now. You can't. You talking about Florida State.
All I would say is 14 is he is ass fuck advertised, bro. He just he is as advertised, bro. That's all I'm gonna say, bro. He is as advertised, bro. That's all I'm gonna say. I believe it at that, man. But any of y'all, this boy Rich about to fire this shit up tonight. I already see. I'm gonna get this shit by 10 more minutes, man. Anybody got anything they want to say for me? Hop off this shit, man.
Hey, what you think about E-Dog? You was a recruit at one time. Like, what you think recruits saying at a game like this? Like, we played well, we didn't win, but like, what if you're a recruit, like, what you saying right now?
Man, I think from a football standpoint, a lot of people was trying to figure out the whole kicker situation shit, man. And what's crazy, I don't know, man. It's a good thing that we did, but we still lost. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. We're going to have to run with it the rest of the year and make something shake, bro. You know what I mean? It was a good environment. You feel me? But you got to have them kids that really want to come in and rebuild. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what them kids got to be, man. Everybody else, they don't care about the moral victory. You know what I'm saying? All they see is a 0 and a 1. You feel me? So, I mean, it may help, but I don't know about that.
Yeah. How do the recruits feel? I think that the recruits, I think it depends on how you finish up, man. Like, I think it depends on how you look against Wake, how you look against Louisville, how you look against NC State. Like, if you go from this shit and you build on it, you win a couple other games, and maybe you beat North Carolina and shit, they might look at you and say, okay, these guys building. But I think if you get your ass blown out the doors by North Carolina, get blown off the doors by a couple other teams, they might say it was a one game fluke. You know,
we talking about tonight. I'm thinking tonight. If I'm a recruit, I'm like, all right, we lost, bruh. To see them fight back from the 18 points, bro. That's
bro, that
gotta count for something, bro. That's gotta count for something, bro. I gotta tip my hat to him for that.
I got a question, dog. As a defensive player, how would you feel though? Like, I felt like the guys laid on the line. I feel like they gave the coaches everything they had. How would you feel though with some of those decisions?
They talking about it in the locker room. That's what I'm telling you. These folks say whatever they want to on Twitter, but I promise you, them players is talking about it in the locker room. I go back and look through my tweets. You know what I'm saying? Some of the people that did like it, players. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no fans. It's players, because that's what we'll be saying in the locker room. You know what I mean? Just being real, like every game count, man. You know, so nah, they talking about it. That's for sure. Ain't no doubt. But ain't too much you can do about it as a player, you feel me? Because you know how that go. You can't really go against the coach. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know how that end up going for players.
Okay. All right, I'm just curious about that. All right, man. T-Wheel, what you got, man, before you sign off, man? What you got? I see Doc in the baby room already, dog. How the little one doing over there, dog?
Man, I'm over here with, he's doing great. I'm over here with these damn puppies, man. They over here damn fighting and shit, man. Bad as hell, man. I'm cleaning up shit, bro.
Yeah.
I think I like the way we fought back, you know, from 18. But you know, I still want us to win, man. I thought we had a great chance to take this game and build some momentum, and we didn't. So you know, but I mean, it's good that we did fight that. I wanted us to win. I ain't for more victories. I ain't never been for that. But you know, so I did want us to win. But, you know, we look a whole lot better this year than we did last year. So I will say that.
Yeah. All right, T-Will. I appreciate you coming through, bro.
All right, fellas, my boy B, man. Good to see everybody, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Yeah, I'm high, bro. My dog, Reggie. What's your last thoughts, man? Coming off, man. What's your last thoughts?
Like I said, the C boys not fold like they've been folding the last 2-3 years when shit like seemed like the game was out of reach. I'm hold on to that, but if we don't see more victories, they don't see more victories. But if they don't take this performance, bro, and turn it into motivation for this season to be a good season, bro, then, bro, I don't know where Florida State goes. if we have a bad seat, like you said, bro, this shit, if the wheels fall off this shit, man. And we have some blowouts, man, and drop some games we shouldn't, bro.
Yeah,
bro. I'll be real worried at that, bro. Really about the state of Florida State football, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make it that big of a that significant. I think we still finish. Well, I mean, I picked us to win 6 games. I just didn't pick us to win some other games. I thought we would win this game. I think you got to catch some teams sleeping, and I thought
we could beat Wake Forest,
bro. I'm gonna just say this to you, Reggie. Go watch Wake Forest versus Old Dominion. Like, just go check it out, bro. Maybe I'm tripping, bro. Like, just
didn't they struggle in that game? I'm not tripping with somebody else.
They didn't, bro. They ran up and down the field, bro. Like, it was no problem, bro. Very methodical. Just saying, bro.
Against Old Dominion, okay.
And I ain't saying Old Dominion is great. I'm just saying, like, I don't think we'd beat Old. I don't think we'd beat Wake Forest last year, and I think they're a little bit better this year. So, but you know, I didn't pick us to win that game. I was concerned about that game because they don't play anybody until they play us. Like, they got plenty of time to rep and get ready for that game. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I picked them.
Right.
And if you got 3 weeks to prepare for one team, I mean, I expect you to be well prepared. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's my concern. But yo, they might figure that shit out and beat the fuck out of Wake Forest. And I'd be like, okay, they just beat Wake by 30 points. Okay, I think they better than what I thought they was. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we'll see, man. We'll see, man. But I appreciate everybody coming to the live show. We ran an hour and 30 minutes, you know. I mean, that pretty much got Reggie almost to the house.
I'm at the house.
Yeah, that got Reggie to the house. So, I mean, yeah, a great live show, man. I got my boy Doc on. I got AZ on. I got T-Will on. I mean, we had a great live show. Brandon, of course.
Showed up finally for a live
show. Yeah, he showed up for a live show. He showed up for a live show. So, hey, that's all we can have for, man. Hey, Doc. Hey, man, I see you on the next show, man. Doc, you coming on for the next one tomorrow?
Okay, tomorrow, what time is going to be rolling at?
I don't know, man. You let me know what time good for you, man. Once you get our diapers put on and everything, you let me know. I'm off tomorrow. So.
Okay, then. I got you. That's a bet. Yeah, we'll go ahead and chop it up and see what the lady got playing. All
right, yeah. Check in, bro. Check you in. Know, hey, you know, I got somebody now that pick up my jet now, so I don't make no complaints around this bitch, bro.
Yes, sir. I did that for sure, man. Yeah, y'all boy, man. Y'all boy, be easy, man. Be safe, man.
All right, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Yo.
All right.
Man. All right, bro. All right, Rich. You be good, bro.
Yes, sir.
You just heard the Listen Up podcast. Yeah.